sitting in studio with me today, I have the one and only terror himself, Senator Ted Harvey. Welcome back, Senator.
Good afternoon, sir.
It is good to have you back. I also have on the line a candidate for Senate, and I'm going to bring her back in, Laura Woods. Laura, what district or what Senate district are you running for?
It's Senate District 19.
Senate District 19. Okay, welcome back. So,
Thank you. You
have just won a very well, hard-fought primary battle, and so now you've set your sights on Rachel Zenzinger.
That's true.
And so what is it specifically that distinguishes you from your senator?
Wait. We can't go there.
Okay.
We can't go straight into the general election.
Oh, come on. Yeah,
we have to recap what an incredible candidate Laura Woods is. She had a very, very tough race against a Republican nominee from last year. The Republican establishment, the business establishment, said that there's no way Laura Woods can win, and we're going to get behind Lang Zias, who was the candidate last time, and they put $400,000 in against Laura, and Laura came out and won the race by 10%. 10%, 55 to 45. She was outspent at least 3 to 1, probably 4 to 1, and kicked the establishment's butt. And nothing against Lang Zias, he's a great guy, but nothing compared to Laura Woods. Laura Woods is probably the best candidate I've ever worked with in the 20 years I've been involved in Colorado politics. So having said that, welcome, Senator-elect Laura Woods, to KLZ 560.
Thank you very much, Senator Ted Harvey.
Laura, you just want to hang up now? Are we done? Well, I don't endorse many candidates. I did endorse your candidacy.
You did.
And I did it for very specific reasons. And I think the reasons that I did were well thought out and well founded, especially in light of what you were able to pull off in the primary. What say you, Laura?
Well, thank you guys both. You are much too kind. You know, what we've seen in our district is across the district, both Republicans and Democrats are looking around and recognizing there's something wrong. Energy prices are going up. Health care costs are going up. The federal government's interfering in local education matters and in business and in families. And we're not even able to make decisions for ourselves about what's best for our families, our children. All of those rights are being stripped away. And so I think the voters in the district have said, we're tired of the status quo. The Democrats have had their chance to prove to us this works, to make policies that work, and they have failed. So I think the voters came out in support of what they thought was a better Liberty candidate, and we worked really hard to get that message out there.
And I think you did a good job. I think that was obvious because, as Ted pointed out, you won by 10 points. And again, that was a well-fought battle. I mean, it was a hard-fought battle. I think some of the things that were thrown at both you and Tony Sanchez in the primary were completely unfair. And I thought some of them were over the top, and you handled it like a true professional, Ted.
Well, they were unfair and unfounded. When I talked to the business community during the legislative process and they said they were going to get involved in the race, I was like, have you even interviewed Laura? Do you even know what her issues are or what she's running on? And their whole argument was, we want to make sure that we win this race. And I've always said that Laura is an incredible candidate. And like Ken said, he endorsed in this race and didn't do so lightly. I endorsed in this race as well. It's the only legislative race that I endorsed in because I feel so passionately that Laura is a great candidate and will be a great senator. And I think that the state of Colorado will be very surprised when Laura wins this race in November.
Laura?
I hope that's true. We are going to continue to work hard, and we're raising money, and we're going to be knocking on doors, and we've got a volunteer army out here that is going to come and stand with us all the way through to November. You know, people are just tired of our well-meaning liberal friends saying, you know, we know better than you. You're not smart enough to make these kinds of decisions. So we've got a distinct difference between myself and Rachel Zinsinger. You know, she wasn't elected by the people. She was Evie Hudak's former campaign manager. She was handpicked by their party bosses to fill that seat after we forced Evie to resign during the recall. And there's a big difference. Her votes in this first legislative session will be used against her because there's a big difference between how she and I will look at legislation.
Well, give us an example of some of those bills that she voted for that were truly taking away the citizens' freedoms.
Yes, we can look right at the Common Core delay bill run by Vicky Marble. Rachel Zinsinger sits on the Education Committee, and that bill was killed in committee. Rachel Zinsinger showed up in the morning to say she was present, and the only other word she said all day in a seven-hour hearing was no when she was asked if she would vote or how she would vote on it. She voted no. And so there again, parents don't know enough to pick an education platform, curriculum, or system that works for their kids. We have to have the government telling us.
Well, you're right. I mean, and that was interesting because I did sit through that most of that hearing. I had to leave because I had to do grassroots radio and then go back, and it was going on and on and on. You had sitting Democrat senators in tears over the testimony of some of the moms that showed up, and yet they still voted to kill it. And 67% of Coloradans are against Common Core. Rachel Zinsinger voted for it. No, she voted to kill it.
I mean, against it.
Yeah, she voted to kill it.
She killed the mom's bill and just voted party lines. And you're right, 67% of Coloradans are against it. There is growing angst against Common Core across the entire country. But yet the Democrats think that they know better and we're not smart enough to make these decisions for ourselves. She put out four bills or worked on four bills and voted for them, promising $21.5 million of taxpayer money to her friends in green energy and construction, picking winners and losers in business. House Bill 1011, the Advanced Industry Economic Development Funding Bill. House Bill 1017, another $6.25 million on expanding availability of affordable housing. Senate Bill 73, $7.5 million to the Brownfield Contaminated Land Income Tax Credit. And then the last one was House Bill 1326, $2.7 million on tax incentives for alternative fuel trucks. She just pledged $21.5 million of our tax money to her friends buying votes for the general election.
You know, that seems like that is, you know, it's funny because, and Ted, I know that you're down there every day, and I've been watching you fight these battles for a lot of years. And how you were able to do that and still maintain sanity is beyond me, but you did. At least that's my...
Still
questionable, sure. But you did. And going down there and watching some of these bills that they did pass, I mean, it was obvious that they had a buddy that they were going to give government money to. And Laura, what you're bringing up is Rachel Zinsinger has done that very same thing. I mean, how many different times have we seen that go down at the House and the Senate?
Yeah, but what the Democrats did is they tried to give her bills that sounded good, you know, affordable housing, clean vehicles. These are bills that she'll be able to run on and say that, you know, they sound good. They're good bills. But when you look at them, we are expanding government more and more and more every day. And at the expense of education, at the expense of transportation, at the expense of a lot of important items, the Democrats are carrying these bills that are just expanding government and taking your tax dollars to do it. And we need to get people like Laura elected that will change that the direction of the state.
Yeah, we're really going to miss Ted in the state Senate. And we're, you know, he's been such a champion for liberty down there. But we need to get Tony Sanchez, Tim Neville, Justin Everett, Laura Woods, Susan Kochevar, if she gets that. I'm not even sure if she's actually running for that House District 29 seat yet, but I hope she is.
Well, I can answer that question. She has filed all the proper paperwork.
Perfect.
She has,
perfect.
And so there is a vacancy committee that will be meeting tomorrow. And so it'll either be tomorrow or Wednesday where it will or won't be official. I'm expecting it to be official, and I expect Susan Kochevar will be running in House District 29. But you're absolutely right, Ted. You and Laura are both right. We have gone through the primaries. Now is the general. And so we've got a slate, a very solid slate of solid, upstanding, principled candidates that we need to push through and get them across the finish line. And we have got to do it because this progressive Marxist agenda that they're cramming down our throat has got to stop. Laura?
Yeah, and what we're going to need is we need the mainstream Republicans to get on board. We have to unite as conservatives. We are Republicans. Whether we're grassroots Republicans or mainstream Republicans, we're Republicans who need to take the Democrats out of office. And if we're going to say, well, I'm not going to vote for Bob Beaupre because I was a Mike Kopp fan or a Tom Tancredo fan, that's cutting our nose off to spite our face. We need to get behind the candidates that won in the primaries. The party does, the individuals do, the voters do, and then we need to reach out to the unaffiliated voters and get them to come on our side and vote with us. But we have to give them a voice in our party. We have to hear them. We have to let them speak, and we have to represent them as well. Them. They have to trust that we will represent their issues.
Laura, that's exactly right. We need to get everybody together to make sure that we do that. But to get you across the finish line, it's going to cost money to do that. And we have united. During the primaries, the leadership tries to stay out of primaries. But now the primary is over with. We have a fundraiser put on by myself and the leadership of the Senate for you on Tuesday, July 8th at the Haufbrau House at 9110 Wadsworth Parkway. From 7 to 9 o'clock. If anybody that is listening would like to join us that night, we're going to have Majority Leader, or unfortunately Minority Leader. He will be the President of the Senate. Bill Cadman, Mark Scheffel, Kevin Grantham, myself, and also Chris Hulbert. We're going to try to get everybody from Douglas County there, up north, Jefferson County, to be there for the fundraiser next Tuesday, July 8th, at the Haufbrau House. So hopefully we can raise some money for you.
And Laura, before you go, I want you to let everybody know where they can go, what your website is, how they can get involved, how they can donate to help your campaign, because this one is going to be a battle, and we need to be ready for it. Laura?
It is a battle, and my website's laurawoods4senate.org. Four is spelled out, F-O-R. Through my website, you can reach my Facebook page, my Twitter account. You can donate financially through the website. You can also sign up to help us through the website. You can request a yard sign via email or the phone through the website. But now we're finding you need to guard your yard signs. Last night, they started going missing out of people's yards. So put your yard signs in the garage.
Welcome to politics.
Yeah.
Oh, like this is something new. I'm going to tell this real quick story, and then we'll go to break. I actually had a friend during the 2012 campaign cycle that had a yard sign out there, and people kept stealing it. And she lived out kind of rural. Her and her husband lived outside of Fort Collins. So she got really, really frustrated, so she electrified it.
Oh, nice.
She electrified it, and the next morning she came out, and they obviously couldn't steal it, so they stomped it into the ground. So,
I'm suggesting that we set up game cams and try to catch them in the act.
There you go. Politics is a blood sport. We will be right back.